And now this is a dictation for Barbara Wiles, W-I-L-E-S, December 439, addressed as a letter to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 5840307. Dear Mrs. Bennett, a follow-up for Mrs. Wiles, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in June. Used to see your colleague, Mrs. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, who has retired this past December. Patient admitted to the hospital around Thanksgiving, according to the doctor, for apparently pleural effusion requiring thoracocentesis left-sided. Went to nursing home, Laurels of Carson, for two weeks and then released home. Admitted again in January for difficulty breathing. Supposed to do salt fluid restriction. Appetite is down as well as weight. Although back at home is now eating better, she likes the food. She has no vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Has been treated for urinary tract infection with antibiotics. When she was in the hospital these past two times, denied heart attack, stroke, pneumonia, gastrointestinal bleeding, or blood transfusion. Presently no oxygen, no sleep apnea. Next paragraph, medications. Include magnesium, Coric, Mevacor, Lasix, Coumadin, Losartan, Sinemet for the Parkinson, potassium, thyroid, Zoloft, Metformin, Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight today 153, blood pressure 138.84, looks chronically ill. I don't see much of tremor, but some degree of rigidity. Her speech is also very slow, but no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Pallor of the skin, no respiratory distress. Breath sound decrease on the basis, but otherwise clear. No gross pleural effusion right now. Has a device pacemaker on the left. Appears regular, no pericardial wrap. Some overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses. No palpable liver. Trace peripheral edema, varicose veins. Minor tremor, diffuse. Minor rigidity. Expressionless faces. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry, February 14, creatinine 0.8, and that's actually an improvement as she was running as high as 1.2. Presently anemia 10.9 with a normal white blood cell platelets, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Present GFR will be better than 60, but historically has been stage 3. I review the two discharge summaries, December 2nd and January 21st. On December, shortness of breath and low oxygen, congestive heart failure, diastolic type, high potassium, low potassium, pleural effusion, Parkinson, pacemaker, January. The adjusted diuretics because of the CHF to the present level. There was a falling episode, but no loss of consciousness. No focal neurological deficit to suggest stroke. No reported fracture. They reported in November a normal ejection fraction, 55-60%, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction with severe enlargement of the left atrium. No significant valve abnormalities. There is another echo in January, ejection fraction actually at 55-60. They reported normal right ventricular systolic pressure, so there is no evidence for pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Present kidney function, if anything, improved, but historically stage 3. Next number, diastolic dysfunction, as indicated above, without evidence of pulmonary hypertension or valve abnormalities, continuous salt fluid restrictions, continued present diuretics, and potassium replacement. Next number, continued diabetes and blood pressure management, continued treatment for severe Parkinson. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation, Coumadin anticoagulation, pacemaker. Next number, previously documented severe proteinuria, but presently normal albumin, so this is non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, history of lymphoma with prior bilateral hydronephrosis and stent. Clinically stable. All issues discussed with the patient and the daughter. Follow up in 6 months, end of dictation.